midiraisa such a svara. But maybe the svara, as long as it itself becomes possible. But they say that it's really tamed, that can be tamed something else to make a sheni rishlishi loy, that far it doesn't go. Maybe yes. Once the term is mechadish now, that even though it didn't come in contact with water, just the chivas hakodesh alone is enough to be machshurit, maybe it's machshurit the kabbal completely, complete tumma. It can become a sheni rishlishi also. So that's taiku. That's what shlokesh is svara, that buys a taiku. That we don't have an answer for. Yeah, Saturday Gemara buys a Suffolk. The four times brings down, that's the story we had, the Chiddushia, that this Maya base Mechfachaya, the water that was in the base Vashrita there, by the Kochim, there was by the base of Midish, was not Masher. So one story the Gemara says in Pesachim is, because the Mayim is only Masher, if the water is Mechubal Karka. But the water that's Tlushim, Rashi is more expressive, Mishun Nevi Tlushim. So with Tlushim Le Mechashim Ediraisa, once the water like is detached from the ground, that water is not machsher midiraisa. So according, we can't say a song about the maskabate base mitzvahaya. So if we said, but still there's no proof from that. From that alone, we could have said a song about the water that was on the Torah from before the Shita, when they went in through the Nor. And they were happy, they wanted to wash off the animal. So they wanted the water to be on the animal, that's called the Wanicha with the water. So such water is what was machsherit. Therefore, the proof is from the end that it says the Abbasa was the rabbit Eitzim Levoina. So, Tayyitak Yitzakasha, how do we know the Dasha for the word Vabbasa? That's even be Marb Eitzim Levoina. Maybe it's only coming to be Marb Abbasa. So, and what? To Mahani Le Chibas HaKodesh Le Boy Hashem, that's the Chiddush. That the Chibas HaKodesh makes it, that's Tommy, even though without a real Hashem of water. There's lies by Kasha. So the next time is the Asosko by the Mashkabes Mitzvachaya. Why is it all Tor? Let's say like Tresa, like Dam, or like Mayim. Why don't we say what Chibas HaKodesh is Meshavar into a Mashka? That it should be Mashla Kabotumma. Well, so he says this Svaro of Chibas HaKodesh is only something done with one of the Pasuk Nebiyah Bosa. So it has to be a solid, something like Bosa. Like Eitzim Levoina, but not a Mashka. Mashka not included in Chibas HaKodesh. Alright, we'll stop here. Let's see. He holding up Lamed Zayin. It's a Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Yeah, Shurichet is a Musakenis. Somebody goes to make a Shechit on an animal, that's a Musakenis. Means it's about to die. It's a sick animal. It's almost about to die. So if you shecht it before it dies, it's a kosher shechita. But you have to be afraid, maybe it died in the middle of the shechita. So therefore, Shimon Gamliel Omer, at shetiparches biyad of regel. It's only kosher if after the shechita, after you cut through the simonim, it still shakes and moves back and forth. It's yad regel. It's feet and all the feet move back and forth. That's called pirches. So that's normal. It like jerks back and forth. So if the feet move and hands move back and forth, that's a proof that it had a lot of chiyus in it. So therefore we say it did not die before the shechita, but for sure it only died through the shechita. Reb Lezer Weimer, daya im zimka. You don't have to have so much that it should move back and forth, it's yad v'regel, but it's enough im zimka. So zimka means like it throws out a lot of blood. It's like spurts out blood. Rashi says, kedera shebeimah mefeches begroinam. It starts to groan with its throat, so you have dam the kaleich or mezam the koyach, and the blood comes shooting out. So b'shar shechita, they saw the blood like come shooting out. That's also proof to say that the animal was alive b'shar the shechita, and the shechita is what killed it. Now Amar Rav Shimon says, ha'shechet b'layla, if somebody shechts at night, so you can't check at night whether there was a pirchus, whether the yad v'regel moved or not. So the Eitzer is Lamach, and the next day, Hishkevi wakes up, Umotza Ksolim Malayim Dam, and he finds the walls. Rashi says Ksolim here means the base Hashchita. Rashi says means base Hashchita Satzavar. He finds the meat of the neck full of blood, Malayim Dam. So Kshera, you have right to say for sure the animal died through the Shchita and not before the Shchita. Why? Because Shezinka, that's the proof that for sure Bashar Shchita, the dam was flushing out like running out. And Kemidus Reb Lezer, as if to say, he passed like Reb Lezer. that you don't have to have Pirchus Yad Geregel. It's enough just that the dam came out, spurted out a Zimka. That's a middle shita. Shimon Gamliel says both have to move the yad and beregel. The Chum say no, middle shita, that the shita is only kosher. After the shita, it was pirchus, either the yad, the front legs or the back legs. Oy biyad ay beregel. Or else, achet the kashchesh biznova. Or else that it moved its tail. If after the shita it moved its tail, that's also proof to say the animal was healthy like, and that not healthy, but the animal is alive, b'shah shchita. Now, echod behem medaka, whether it's a small animal, a sheep, a lamb, the echod behem gas, or a big one, a cow, it has the same halachas, that if it's a mesukenis, it's only kosher if one of these things happen, asher teprachas, oy beregel, oy biyad, or else going to chomim, asher kashres, b'znova, moves its tail. Now, behem medaka, a small animal, shepos te yoda, if after shchita, it just stretched out his hand. V'loy hechziru, did not bring him back. Psula. That means nothing. Even according to Chachamim. She'en erelo hoitzfoyis nefesh bavad. Is that the normal thing for behemoth daka to do? When like a dies, it stretches out its front leg. So therefore that's not a simma to say it was alive b'shah shchita. Now, yeah, but so behemoth daka has to stretch it out and bring it back also. It has to be machzorit. The Mishnah says, when one of these shirim said, only shoyis of the cheskes musakenis. If bishash she made right before the shchita, it was a sick animal about to die. Avlam hoyis of the cheskes bria, but if the animal was a nice healthy animal, then afilu ein boech and nikol esimonim alolu ksheira. Even if after the shchita doesn't move at all, nothing happens, avad musakosh ro shchita. Normal a healthy behema, we say, it died through the shchita, not before the shchita. The Mishnah is only talking about cases where it was a Mesukenis, it was dying before. Now the Mishnah says, Mesukenis, if the animal was very sick and about to die anyway, Mimai Disharia, who says it's Mutatit? Rashi says, Afidula Pirchus. Maybe since it's a Mesukenis, let's consider it like in a Vela, like a Trefa, maybe Shkita would not be Maturit. How do you know to say Shkita was Maturit? Gemara says, what's your question? Why in the world should you think it should be Yasa? Well, the crew of the animal is alive, and you make a shchita, now the shchita killed it. So shchita should be mutabachila. The Gemara says, no, the havamina is, because the Pasuk says, Zois ha-chai yeshatechu. This is a chai alive, an animal that you'll not eat. So we dashin chai ochel, v'shein ha-chayel lo'itochel. Only if the animal is alive, meaning healthy, before the shchita, then you'll have to eat from it. But if it's not a chai, not a healthy animal, you can't eat from it. And for a musakenis, if you have this animal that's dying away, a sick animal, ain't a chai, maybe it's not called a chai. So to have me that, therefore, the more question, how do you know this said that a musakenis is kosher through a shrita? Maybe if it's a musakenis when it was alive, it's considered, it's not called a chai. Yeah. The Rashi is like, lav chai, the film of hachechas. Even if it moves after the shchita, it's not called a chaya. So how do we know to say a shchita is matter it? So what else like this? The answer is midi yomer rachmona. Since the Torah says nevela loy teichal yinalarid a nevela, Rashi says ustam nevela musakenes heavy koydim isosa. A nevela means an animal that died without shchita. So usually before an animal dies, it's a musakenes. It's about to die beforehand. And the Stibble Torah says, a nevela, when it actually died, then you can eat it. Nechlal et mashmo, that before the nevela died, mechlal, the misukenes, shaya. Mashmo, that before it died, when it was still alive, even though it was sick, you'll not eat it. Rashi says, mechlal, the koi de misa, kevi misukenes, shaya, still you'll not eat it. Yeah. Samar says, these, like about that, if you're going to think, misukenes asiro, that even though the animal's alive, but since it's about to die, you can't eat it from anymore, shchita doesn't help. It is so harsh to mechayim asira. Madach, when this nevela is still alive, you can't eat from it, the shchita doesn't help anymore. It is so liach, anisimi boy, as the pasuk have to say, nevela loitochem is after it's dead, you can't eat it, the chorb shita can't eat it. If you're going to tell me, Mr. Kenneth, you can't eat, so chorb shita. So Mura says, no, maybe there's no proof. Fidilma may be, hainu nevela, hainu Mr. Kenneth. Maybe when the pasuk says "Nevelah Lekoicha," it doesn't only mean after it's dead. But maybe even it's alive. Maybe Mr. Kenneth has called the Nevelah already. The Torah means to say, as soon as it's about to die, already it has a din Nevelah. That even if you make a shechita, it won't help you. So Rashi says, "Dum liyolam haynu Nevelah haynu Mr. Kenneth kolema liyolam kidikama the Nevelah haynu behema shenisakna v'nesa koydimisa." Maybe the Torah calls a Nevelah means a dying animal, even when it's alive. Says so. If you have no proof, man, that's what the pasuk means. Nevelah leitoichol means a miskenish you can eat. So Gemara says loisakadai. They don't think like that. They think because the pasuk says v'chiyomus min abheima shilachem liyochlo is hanogeya b'nevelosoi, and then you become tamei. Because clearly, after the animal dies, then it first has tumas nevelah. Says mashma liyacha nisu dekayi rachmona nevelah. Only after the animal is really dead, then the Torah calls it a nevela. Then it has its tumas nevela, and who within that should have the lav of nevela lechel. But mechayim, I tell you, leyikri nevela. Maybe calls them on the animal's alive. It's not called a nevela. So that's the right that Mr. Kenneth says muta bachila. Smor says no. V'duma neibli yodam emelach. Really, I tell you, hainu nevela, hainu Mr. Kenneth. That as soon as the animal comes to Mr. Kenneth, it's about to die, even when it's alive still. Maybe it's called a nevela sosatit. So it's like this. Mechayim v'yesei. When the animal is still alive, there's an iser esei not to eat from it. But even to make a shkita now, there's an iser esei not to eat from it. But v'yacha misa. Once the animal really dies, then belav. Then it's over love. But again, you have no proof of this. So maybe still, that when it's musakenis, there's an iser esei. So maybe it's like osatit. How do we know it's like a smutatit? Smor says, Ela read like this, Midiyama Rachmona, since the Torah says, Treifa, Loi Toichal, that a treifa you're not allowed to eat. A treifa, Rashi says, means Nikav Krum Shamayach, if there's a hole through the membrane of the brains, or Nechta Choragle, Mechaserasi, or else it says, the foot was chopped off. 18, learn the next parak about this. Yudches treif if there are. Suppose there's a treif, an animal that's a treif, you can't eat. So it's a rayi mechlad, the mesakenes sharia. Mashma though, that even though it's sick and about to die, so what? As long as it's not a treif, as long as nothing is missing in the body, it's only sick, you can't eat from it. It's only a treif that's missing something, it has a hole there, you can't eat from it. Someone says, why? Because these are good ideas to tell me to think. That mesakenes sharia, when an animal is about to die. It's also to make a shechita ready. It's a hashta misakenis. Madach an animal that's just sick. The loy mechasra, it's not missing anything. All its organs are shalom, a whole complete. It's not a treifa. Still, asiru, the Torah says he can't make a shechita anymore. A shechita won't be matarit. Is so treifa. That's missing something. Or else it has a hole there already. Is mi boy? Isn't it for sure like a treifa should be worse than a misakenis? So what do I need a special pasuk for treifa leteichol? If you tell me a misakenis you can eat, Shriti can eat a treifa. Smur says no again, Viduma maybe, Hainu treifa, Hainu musakenis. Enechanami, maybe musakenis are the same aloha like a treifa. Yadaka can eat a musakenis and he can eat a treifa. If so, what does the pasuk have to say, treifa le teichel again, for lavar olav, the yes they will also say. Just a masa musakenis is only nisarasei. But now that it's a treifa, there'll be a lav also. So maybe again, maybe there's both things, it's also tida musakenis. And it's also to the treifa. If you have no proof to say, Mesakenis is muta. Samara says, in Cain, if so, that would be true. That even the Mesakenis is also Asatit. If so, Nevela, the Kosa Rachmona Lomali. What do I have to have the Pasuk to say, or Nevela Lo Teichel? What do I need the Pasuk for by Nevela? Actually, in Cain, Nevela, the Yukma Liel, the Mishum Lavarola Belav, Nam Yitzchak. Before we said, the reason why we need a Nevela is, because Mechaim is on Nisarasei. The lab of Nevela Teichel, that's by Efa, that's Liachar or Misa. Yes, so the question is, what do we need this lab for? Lomeli. Oma Mechayim. Koyelo Belav. Madak when the animal's alive. Special Hashti Mechayim. Kashima Sekenis. Kayim Achmon, a treifa. Torah calls it a treifa. And there's a lab and an essay on it. Like if you want to tell me now when the animal is still alive and it's about to die, it's called a treifa. There's both a lav and an esther not heated.
If so, a nevela pshita, like a man may chayim when the animal is still alive. Koyolei belavi esay, so leyacha misim iboi. After the animal is dead, it's a nevela. For sure you have also the lav and the esay. So what do I need a pasuk for of nevela leteichal? Samara says no. The Dilma may be Haino Nevela, Haino Trefa, Haino Musakenes, Haino Chanami. All three are come out the same thing. They're all three the same Yisurim. When the animal is alive and it's a Musakenes, and it's a Trefa, it's Hazashem Nevela, Trefa, and Musakenes. Vulav or Olav, Vishne Lav and Vyesa, and the Chanami, and the Kaminer is, there are two Lavs. There's a Lav of a Trefa, there's a Lav of a Nevela, there's Nisar Aseos, also Musakenes. Maybe talk all three of them, even apply Mechayim. Rashi says, "Fidulma haynu nevela haynu treif haynu muskenes klema." Afilo the nevela shemaisa liyachas nitrefa. Maybe if the nevela died, it would have a treif on it. The muskenes, and it was a muskenes first. Still, you could say the pasuk is talking like that. Afilo was the itzvah lemekem alo liyachas misa b'shnei lavin. Lavin nevela lav the treif of yester dechay echol. So cases like this true. Close them on the animals alive. At most, will have a lav of a treifa, and a nisra say of a chaya, you don't need a chaya, and not a misakenis. So, what's the chiddush of a nevela? The chiddush of a nevela is that once the animal is really dead, there's another lav upon it. There's a lav of a nevela. So, again, when it's dead already, it could be there are two lav in one essay. But again, it could be even the animal is alive, and it's a misakenis. It's dying away, but calls them on it's alive. Could be also there's an isra say, not eat from it. So you get me at the first question, how do we know the same Sakenis is Muta Bachila? So when it says, Enechna mi'elo mi'yoch, learn from this Pasuk. A Pasuk in Vayikud, it says, V'chelev nevela, V'chelev treifa, Ye'yosa l'chol malocho, V'yocho lo yisachlu. It says, the fat, the chelev, the treifadika fat of a nevela, an animal is a nevela, the same thing, the chelev, the treifadika fats of a treifa. It says the chiddush here, yos lechom locha means it's mutzah b'hano. You can do whatever you want with it. But v'yochol eisachlu. But about the eating, you're not allowed to eat from it. Now v'yomama, we learned Rashi in the Gemara in Zalachim about this, that l'may yuchas amru atayro. What's the chiddush of the pasuk here? Rashi kolema. Hay v'yochol eisachlu leitz leitzorach. What does the pasuk say? Don't eat it. Pshita. So see, another pasuk says already, kol chelev v'chol dam leitzachlu. There's another lav ready. You can't eat a chelev, we know that. You can't eat chelev of an animal. A chelev of a behemoth is treif, you can't eat it. So what do I need to pass the kid tell me the chelev you can't eat? The Rashi says, when we shum din is nabla nitrofor, I would think there's no use of chelev. Like what do I need to pass the kid for? Pshita. Here, so Marin says, Lamah Hirasa, Omra Teratur, that is, that Yovah is a nevela, v'yichol is a chelev. That's the Kiddush. And Yovah is a treifa, v'yichol is a chelev. But even though when the animal's alive, there's an is a chelev already, not eat that fat, even if you make a kosher shkita then, you can't eat the fats. So now when the animal dies, or becomes a treifa, the lav of treifa is chal on that chelev, and we say like is chal alissa. Even though usually the klal is ain is a chal alissa, or we will say yes, the is chal alissa, that's the chiddush over here. Yeah. The rest of like, the loy tamer don't say the klal should be a nisah chalalissa. Rather, over here we say yes, the nisah is chalalissa. What's the slur? Yeah, that's the pasuk. Now, the yi sagadaitik, the more specific, can tell me a thing. The yi sagadaitik.